Stevie here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to comedian Annie Letterman. My favorite part of her interview was when she talked about her experience performing at the Just for Laughs Comedy Festival in Montreal. Thanks for tuning in. Peace. Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. We have a very special guest tonight. Please welcome for the first time on the podcast, comedian Annie Letterman.
Thank you. I like that one clap.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me into your home. It's very cozy. I like it.
Do you really like it?
I really
what
do.
What stands out? The stickers?
Like the stickers. I like the smell. You're burning some, what do you call it again?
Palo Santo.
Yeah. I burn that too, but I don't know what it's called. I always call it San Pedro, but that's like mescaline, I think. It's giving me different.
And then you mentioned this the skateboard.
I could tell you were a skateboarder just by the stickers.
Uh huh.
I like that there's a hammer next to that's for protection. There's a hammer next to the door. Is that for protection?
You have to bring that up.
Okay. Yeah, no, that's okay. Good. You want so people you like should
the hammer,
know
the hammer.
What if people found out like where you lived? They should know that they're gonna
get
fucked up.
Well, first off, we do have a camera outside. I have a knife. I do have two knives in here.
Do you have fear of being, have you ever been broken into your home?
Well, lately I don't know if it's because of the pandemic, but we have caught like sketchy like activity back here. Like one time this dude like came back here and he had a sharp object. He looked like a meth head.
Yeah.
Another time.
Dude, this is the pandemic of meth. Like this is like the most methy shit I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, they come out. The freaks come out. So you asked, but I'm not. Whatever, man. If they come in, they come
in. Did you chase them off?
No. Thank God I didn't open the door. Like, I had a dog in here at the time, and the dog was barking.
Where did the dog go?
That's a longer story. It's a breakup.
It's a lie.
A breakup. Okay. My girl ended up taking the dog. Yeah.
That fucking bitch.
No. She's a good person.
The dog. No. I would never call
her. But anyway, so Kirby was barking.
Right.
But something told me, like, don't open the door. But then when I did open the door, dude, this fucking guy.
He came and cleaned your house.
But he had like certain meth behaviors. Like, it's like unorthodox. Like, he like placed stuff on those stairs.
Yeah.
A whole like.
There's always a plan.
Garage sale set up. Like, I had shoes on the side and he had all these.
He was going to try to sell you your
shoes. I don't
back.
Know, but he had his own arrangement of stuff.
You want these back?
Yeah. So you mentioned before you came over here you're doing some yoga?
I did a meditation. I texted you. I said, is it cool if I'm late? It's cool if I have to be on time. But if I can be late, I would prefer to do. I wanted to do this. It's not a meditation. It's a what do you call it?
Yoga?
It's like a hypnosis.
It's like a hypnosis. And is it on YouTube or like?
No. It's through this guy whose podcast I listen to named Jim Fortin. But
shout out to Jim Fortin.
I love Jim Fortin, dude. He's the man.
Yeah, he's the man.
But it's like a money manifestation, like abundance hypnosis. It's cool.
And then.
Because do you ever do manifestation where you imagine yourself with nice things?
Yeah. Ever since The Secret, I know it might be bullshit, but it is good to think positively about shit. Is that what you're talking
about? That's what I'm talking about. But when I try to do it, I realize I can't imagine having nice things. Like I'll be in my like meditation, right? It's my wildest dreams. And it'll be like a scene from fucking Inception, you know, where things like start getting destroyed.
That's
and I'll give myself like a nice house for like 10 seconds and then it'll like go up in flame. I'm like, even in my fucking dreams, I can't have nice things. So then I realized I'm like, I think I need to hypnotize. Like, I need to hypnotize myself because that's something deep, right?
Right, right.
So then I found this hypnosis and it's pretty dope.
So how long you been doing it?
Like 2 weeks. But I listen to it like when I go to bed, when I wake up, and it's, it just, I fall asleep every time. Like, I actually don't even really know what it
says. So it's like ASMR. It's like calming.
Maybe,
to you.
Yeah. And then I like, I fall asleep and then I wake up and it's, but I will, I'll be like, I feel so light and happy. So
yeah,
I can't hurt.
So let's get some backstory. You are doing a podcast with my brother's girlfriend, Kalilah, yeah. And shout out to Esther Pavitsky.
Yes, and our little munchkin.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's a huge thing you're doing.
It's so fun. Yeah.
How'd you come up? Who came up with the idea?
Okay, so Esther and I have been friends since I moved here in 2012. And we wanted to do a podcast back then, and it just never happened. Like, we started, we get in fights, we'd stop talking for 3 years.
How's your relationship? Like, sisters?
Yeah. Brothers. Like, brothers.
Yeah.
Like, brothers.
Okay.
But, yeah, no, we... No, we love each other, but we, you know, we like
always fighting.
Fight,
yeah.
But so that is where the name Bloodbath came from. But so we always wanted to do a podcast together, and then we started, and it never happened. Things fell apart. We broke up for 3 years. Came back strong, kind of like we're friends that didn't like hang out that much. Then the pandemic hit, and it was like FaceTime all day, talking all the time.
Yeah.
And then we were just like, let's start. So we would start doing each other's podcasts. We would do things on each other's Patreons. And then...
Oh, you got a Patreon?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's what's up. Okay.
Patreon.com/Annie Letterman. Hit it up.
Become a patron today.
Today.
Yeah.
Support your girl.
You got your tiers all set up?
I do. I have my... $5 tier, that's early access to the podcast,
yeah.
And extra Q&A.
Okay.
And then $20 tier, I do like a Zoom once or twice a month where I hang out with everyone.
Hell yeah.
A lot of access. Maybe too much access,
that's
one might
what's
say.
Up.
But
yeah,
for
no.
$20, it's really weird.
You
got
to do it. You
got
to do it, especially nowadays.
I don't have to raise the price. But the thing is, if you raise the price of the hang, that's fucking weird. Like, if people
right.
are like, do you know what
I
mean?
What do you mean, like, for, like, $50 tier?
No, but, like, what if it was, like, I was, like, all right, if you want to hang out with me on the Zoom, you got to pay $1,000. Like, if I was, like, I'm going to raise my worth, like, you got to pay $1,000. Like, ew, that's weird. If someone's paying $1,000, that's, like, too much. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe you're, like, ooh, you like me too much.
Do you push your Patreon? I mean.
I haven't been, but you know what? I got to, like, rework it. I got to figure out what I'm doing with it. I stopped doing my podcast for a while just because I get cluster headaches every 2 years for just a month.
What's a cluster headache?
They're just these headaches that I don't even want to talk about them anymore because I keep mentioning them, but I will talk about them because I mentioned them, but I know motherfuckers, I read the comments. So everyone's like, bring up your cluster headaches again. All right, get them and tell me that you're not bringing them up.
So
also, people always are like, stop looking at the camera. And I'm like,
but how often would you describe a cluster headache opposed to a normal headache?
Cluster headache is debilitating side of your head. They're called suicide headaches. People kill themselves all the time with them. They're sharpest, worst pain that you could possibly have that just comes on immediately out of nowhere. Like all down my face, down my back.
How often do you get these?
Every 2 years I get them like 3 times a day for a month.
What the fuck?
And you're dying. Like, do you go to the same doctor as Bobby?
No.
Oh, I do. Kalilah set me up.
Okay.
Kalilah's my, she's my scribe. She's my, unfortunately, my therapist. I feel bad for my friends. I just, like, I'm such an unloader.
No. You're good. I mean, I've never heard of that term cluster headache, so it's just fascinating.
Yeah.
So it's like a stroke. It hits one side of your body or something?
It's really bad. But
what's the solution? How do you get rid of them?
You really can't. So there's,
no,
like,
ibuprofen?
Some people say mushrooms.
Well, you got to do mushrooms?
Help. Yeah, but that worked for me the last 2 years ago, but then this year I took meds first because I finally had health insurance. You got fleas?
No.
That was not a regular itch. That was like a back.
No, that was my cluster.
That should have been a hind foot was doing that itch. That was
my cluster headache. I'm sorry.
Oh my God.
That was just a tick.
Do you? I'm like, listen, I am friends with Esther. I wouldn't be worried out if you had
fleas.
But
what did it look like to you from your vantage point?
Like when a dog uses their back foot, it was that.
It looked ridiculous.
Yes. Okay. It looked like I pet you.
No, I'm sorry.
No, don't apologize.
Okay.
Be yourself.
Oh, wait, hold up.
I'm in your home.
Okay.
Wait, is that a weed leaf lamp?
No, that's, it's, it looks.
That's a weed leaf lamp, bro.
It is?
That's, and I know,
you
you're
know
sober,
what,
right?
I'm sober, and it's the first time someone's actually
that's a
observed
fucking
that lamp.
Hold on one second, guys.
Easy there, Annie. I dropped your head. Oh, it's okay. Okay, this is the first time in the history of Stevie Weeby that Stevie Weeby shows.
We're digging into this.
She's digging into the lamp.
That's weird. Can you guys see? There's no light in it.
Wait, hold up.
There's no light in it, so they can't see. When the light hits, this is only one layer. So that's see-through, and then this is dark. These are weed leaves.
Dude, how the...
One, two... Wait, hold on.
Dude, how observant is Annie?
One... Wait.
You are observant as hell.
Yep, six, seven... That's seven leaves. That's seven... Yep. Right? Isn't it seven leaves on a...
You're the first person... A lot of other people have been in here. You're the first person that's ever brought that up.
Are you struggling with your sobriety? It's because your fucking lamp is reminding you to fucking smoke weed all the time. Were you a pothead?
Yes!
Because... Was that...
I'd roll blunts all day.
Well, you're a skater. I do love skaters. Yeah, I do love skaters. Hold on.
You're the first. You don't have to put it back. You don't have to put it back. No. You're good. No, we have more of the interview to do. But you're the first person that's brought that up, and now I'm tripping out. Now I can never look at the lamp.
It's a fucking weed lamp. And guys, I'm telling you again, it's the single layer is light, and that's a weed lamp.
How come no one else has said that?
I bet you there's fucking drugs all over this place. You don't even realize, especially with all these things. There's probably mushrooms and all this. All of it's a psychedelic.
I knew you were gonna say psychedelic. Just now, she's gonna. In my mind, I'm like, she's gonna say psychedelic.
Well,
she's gonna say psychedelic.
You look at this every day.
So you've. I take it that you've kind of dabbled into LSD and shrooms.
Yes, I've
right?
done all those. But I went to. I did do. I was a. I'm frenemies with Bill. That's what I say.
With who?
With Bill W.
Oh.
That's just for the insiders. If you get it, you get it.
Yeah. Okay. Gotcha.
But
gotcha.
I was like completely sober. But I mean, I consider my. I'm drinking sober.
Yeah. Like, what do you drink? Beer?
Never.
Wine?
No. I don't drink. No alcohol.
Oh, okay. So you just.
I quit drinking in 2009.
But do you smoke weed?
No. Well, sometimes.
Yeah. But shrooms. I'm interested.
But weed is more of a problem. Weed and alcohol to me are.
Especially
alcohol,
now,
never...
it's so powerful. It's so strong.
Like, yeah, but it's also just like not a helpful tool for me in any way.
Yeah.
If I'm smoking weed, it's like to keep myself from succeeding.
Yeah.
It's never enhanced any moment of my life ever.
Are you a Comedy Store comic? Like, is that your...
Yeah, I guess so.
So you're a regular with like you guys.
Yeah, I'm a regular at the store. Yeah, but I started comedy in New York and then I moved out here in 2012 or 2013.
All right, let's talk about where in New York.
Well, when I first moved there, I lived in, where's my first spot? I was in Bed-Stuy.
Okay.
Which was fun because I came from Santa Fe, New Mexico, where it was like.
There's a comedy scene out there?
No, I hadn't started comedy yet.
New York.
I was a bartender.
Bed-Stuy. Open mics?
Bed-Stuy. Started open mics, yeah, when I was in Bed-Stuy. Then I moved to Greenpoint. Then I lived in Bushwick. Mm-hmm. And Williamsburg.
Okay, and then what made you decide to move to LA?
I started doing Chelsea Lately. That's where I met your brother and got in a fight with him I didn't know we were in. He was like, okay. When we were enemies for 2 years, I'm like, oh, you were always my friend, but thank you, cool.
So what was that like? I mean, that was a huge show, Chelsea.
Well, it was cool.
Chelsea
Speaking
Handler,
of
right?
manifesting,
Go
I
ahead.
Okay, when
you
I was living,
that?
Wait, listen, when I was living in Bushwick, or no, in Bed-Stuy, when I first moved to Santa Fe from... So I was living in New Mexico. I was a fucking drunk, chubby bartender. I was drinking Jaeger and jizz left and right. Okay, mm-hmm. I was going nuts. I was wild back then. What was that?
It's God. You
is
are
it a
so,
dip thing?
You are
is
so damn
thing?
Observant.
Is it a dip thing? Give me it. I just want
what,
to
try no.
whatever.
No. Okay.
It is.
So this is what I'm trying to quit.
Okay, and that's the fake one.
And this is the substitute for
give me
this.
The substitute. I want the substitute.
It's actually pretty delicious.
And you just put it in your side.
Are you gonna try one?
Of course.
Get the fuck. Dude, two historical events. She dissected my lamp.
Put it in between your cheeks. Down there, okay.
Oh, I can't believe you're doing. It's 4 milligrams of.
It's gonna be weird, but.
Yeah, it's gonna. It's gonna.
Can I put it over here so it's not.
You go. You go. Put it on your upper.
Oh,
make sure it's on your gums.
Yeah, it's my gums.
So what's a describe the experience? Describe the flavor.
It's citrusy. It tastes. Really good, actually.
Like candy,
but also like a cleaner, but like not bad. But you know what I mean.
You are out
like if you
control.
Had Pine Sol, but the orange Pine Sol,
yeah.
And you drank it, and it.
I like that. Keep going. Keep going.
You. It didn't kill you, but it wasn't good for you either.
She said orange.
Like your parents,
Sol.
If your parents came in and saw you drinking it, they'd be like, "Please stop doing this."
Yeah. So I take it if I didn't have this, let's say you came in here and I just had this, you would try.
Yes, I would.
You would try this?
But I'm trying to be a better person to myself.
That's amazing.
Because this would be bad boy. I mean, bad girl.
Ooh. Yeah. Yeah.
You heard it here first, guys.
So let's go back to your manifestation.
Annie's turning into Andy.
So you, before Chelsea happened, you manifested that?
I was living in Santa Fe. I was a crazy drunk bartender. I was driving my scooter and I crashed my scooter. I was like bleeding from the face. I almost lost a nipple. Like crazy shit was going down. I had stitches in my face all the time. Like I was insane. And then I thought, I was like, you know, I kind of want to be a comedian.
Just out of nowhere?
I just had been thinking about it. I was always funny in school and stuff, mm-hmm, you know? And my dad is really funny and I was always making him laugh. So I was like, I think I want to be a comedian. And then Adam Sandler came into town and did The Longest Yard. It was starting to get spicy. The thing with nicotine, if you guys don't know, however you ingest it, it starts to get spicy,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it is.
Without
You have to just keep rotating it.
Yeah, like
to a different part. Yeah, there you go.
I don't have the...
Yeah, you don't have the...
I was never able to tie the cherry... Yeah. I wish it was a two, because Nicorette always break it in half.
Oh,
it's a four,
yeah.
Because four is a lot, but it's all right. We're just
okay,
I'm gonna have a hiccup soon.
Are you getting a buzz off it? Like, are you feeling the nicotine?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay, there you go.
It's getting good.
Yeah.
It's fine.
You're the first guest. I have almost 200 episodes, over 200 episodes. You're the very first guest that's even looked at this area and picked this thing up and actually... indulged
it
in
could
this.
Be codependency. I mean, I have a twin brother, so it could just be me trying to.
Oh,
I do just try what everyone else tries.
Is he older?
Yeah, he is by six minutes.
So that's maybe what it
six
is.
6 minutes at midnight, so he has a different birthday.
He's probably like, hey, let me get that beer. Oh, let me try that.
Yeah, well, I think I was more like that with him. Well, I don't know. I just like to try things.
Yeah,
I'm just curious. But so
manifestation.
I'm like, I think I want to do stand up. And then this Adam Sandler movie comes into town, and I'm like, I'm meeting all these comedians. Like, I guess I could do it. If I can see them, I could probably do it.
Yeah.
Which is actually so annoying when people approach you that way, and they're like, I could do it. Do you ever do stand-up?
I did open mics for about a year.
Did Bobby make you?
No, I just did it on my own. I know, but...
There's nothing meaner and crazier to do.
But
it's
I did a bigger show at Tempe Improv. I was the opener, and they kicked me off the other shows because I bombed that bad.
Oh, I had
did
that
a cowboy
happen.
Rap. I had a bloody nose.
Bloody nose?
No, it was a real... I had blood coming out of my nose before.
Out of nerves?
Yeah, out of nervousness and
just
dehydration.
Just popped a...
And the MC had to save me. He was like, okay, anyway, that's his time, but, you know?
And they thought there was like...
And so I walked back to the green room. And I thought, you know, I was justifying, I didn't do that bad.
Yeah.
But I had to walk by the crowd, the Tempe Improv, you have to walk. That's fine. That's good, you did it.
I might go back to it. I'm
going
to let this sink in.
So I was looking at their reaction to me. I had to walk by them to go to the green room, and they didn't even look at me.
The owners?
No, the audience. They were like, I was like a dead person.
How about this? How about being a professional comedian for years, going on a... heavy metal cruise, bombing on the cruise, and then having to go to the fucking, the buffet every day. And everyone was like, you were good. Like, they felt bad for me.
Yeah,
they were like,
worried
I was going to jump. I'm like, I'm not going to jump off the fucking
boat. Did you bomb?
It was bad. I was scared of the audience. Those long ponytails, they scared me. The heavy metal, I was like nervous. I don't know. I got
freaked out. Well, anyway, so my brother had to lie, and I was in the green room justifying, I didn't do that bad. I didn't do that bad. And then... The what happened was the manager pulled him aside and said, your brother said,
Yeah.
But my brother's like, hey, bro, you know what? You could actually go home.
He tried to make it seem like, yeah.
Yeah, he goes, you could go home, dude. You're good.
Yeah, yeah,
I go, what do you mean? There's two more shows. Oh, no, man.
It's funny that you wanted to go back out, though.
It's a time constraint.
You'd think you would have been like, you did have the delusion.
No, I
would have
bombed again.
No, but the fact that you would even knowing that you would bomb again to go out again, you know? You think you would have been like, bro,
no,
can I go
home? I was justifying. I didn't.
You thought it was the nosebleed.
I was, yeah. Well, not only that, I was justifying like my materials too advanced for them right now.
Oh yeah, that's a good one. I'm too smart. Sometimes it's true though. Maybe on the heavy metal cruise, they just were too dumb to know.
So I went to Del Taco. I drove back. Went to Del Taco.
Shout out to Tempe. Oh no, Del Taco here.
Tempe, Arizona.
Okay, Tempe.
Tempe Improv.
Improv. I thought it was the...
And the Gilbert Del Taco.
Okay, Gilbert Del Taco. What's
and
up?
Then my brother, I didn't know this, had texted my mom, and me and my mom got in a fight.
Why? Because she was judging him? Because
she was like, Steve, that's not funny. What you do?
She came at you.
Like, what did you do? You go, not funny. And I'm like, you don't know comedy, Mom.
Well, why are you guys, do you guys have anything to drink?
Yeah, do you want a Red Bull or a sparkling water?
I want a sparkling water. I'm trying to cut the Red Bull.
Thank
you.
I want to get your reaction. That's Lyman. Try that and tell me your honest opinion.
Ooh, gross. Nasty, of terrible taste. It's growing on me. Hold on. It's like a dessert. Everything you have tastes like something else that it isn't. And all
Wait, can we hold on? Wait, keep going. I love your description. Okay, so does it remind you of candy or like?
Did you make that guy?
No. What are you talking? Which one? What are you talking about?
The Elvis man, box Elvis man.
No, that's a fan. When I was with the band during the
show. Oh, you're a musician too, right? Because you did this.
Yeah.
And you guys are both very musical. You and Bobby. Is it just the two of you?
Yeah.
No sister.
Oh my God, you just switched from.
You don't have a sister. ADD.
No. That's my only brother.
But you do have a sister.
No, I don't.
That's such a weird way to say that you don't have a sister.
I don't have a sister.
Bob, that's my only brother.
That's my only sibling. Yeah. And no, I didn't make that. And what was your other question? Is it just me and Bob?
Yeah, but we already got through that. Okay, so now you're coming home from, you're eating Del Taco, your mom's being a bitch.
And then I get in a fight with her, and then later I'm in the upstairs bedroom writing, and my brother and I got in another fight.
Were you writing jokes?
I was trying to.
Good for you.
And no, but he goes, Steve, I just want to help you out, man. I think I could give you some shortcuts. And I go, I was laying on my belly and I go, I know my own material, man. Like, ooh. I was being very defensive. Like, my comedy is just too advanced.
You wouldn't even get it, Bobby. Get it.
They don't get it. They don't get my whole.
And did thing. He?
And then he was being like,
Bobby,
concerned. You know, because he knows comedy. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Like when Bobby gives you a talking to, though. It's good. Not you specifically, but one.
Has he done that to you?
Sure. I can't remember, but
what's his approach like?
Like, you stupid bit. Like, he'll just, like, come in your face really fat. Not come in your face, but, like, yeah. You know, come at you yeah. really, like, funny but harsh.
Yeah, so that was my last time you asked, and that was my last time I...
Because they made you quit?
No, I just said this.
The family got together. No, they had an intervention. No. They're like, start smoking weed again and stop doing comedy.
No, I just said maybe this because what I realized that bit was is for music.
Yeah.
Because I used the same bit during Monchi shows.
Yeah.
And it was in the middle of our set. Yeah. I would do that cowboy thing, and it was meant for music. It wasn't meant for comedy.
Do you feel like when you doing stand up is when Bobby does music?
Do you feel like
you're like the musician, and when Bobby does music, you're like, Bobby, like, stay in your lane?
No, because my brother, I don't know if you know this, he's a hell of a musician.
He really is. He made our theme song for Bloodbath. It's so good.
He made it?
He made that. It's
yeah,
so fucking
and
good.
So he used to be in a hippie band, too, in high school. Called Laxton Superb.
Was he like a hacky sacker?
He had long hair.
Did he have dreads ever?
No, he had like, you know, like the guy from Smashing Pumpkins?
Yes.
He looked like that guy.
Yes.
And he would do like groovy, like he would play.
Was he getting girls in high school?
No.
Really? And now he's Kalila? He's like the hottest bitch. But Kalila don't know. She don't know what she is.
My brother only started getting women
when he got famous?
After a comic, like...
Mad TV?
Yeah.
TV will do it. I don't know what that... Girls are
he,
just like...
He never... I don't even remember even in high school. I remember he had a girl from his rehab in his room, and I was going to die of shock.
Yeah.
Like, I saw her...
Well, he was 13-stepping her.
I don't know if that's the case. I think it was still friend zone. No, I think it was still friend zone shit. But I remember seeing her come... out of his room, and I was shocked. I was like, oh, God, there's a girl coming out of his room.
Yeah. Did you try to, like, talk to her?
No.
You let him have her?
Yeah, that's it.
But you were getting girls from music.
No, I didn't. I was even worse.
Really?
Because I was in Christian camps.
Oh, yeah, that's not going
to
help.
And so instead of asking him on dates, I'd invite him to church.
You got to go to the Jew camps. Now, that's where they fuck. They get down at Jew camp. Well, I don't know. I went to a Quaker camp, but there was a Jew camp over yonder.
That's how you get the girls?
And you could hear the howls.
Yeah. So I was brainwashed with the religion thing, yeah. And hey, Jesus will save you. You want to come to the church?
Yeah, you're like, do you want to get married? You're like, crime? I don't want to go on a date. Do you want to get married?
Yeah, and my brother was more of a, you know, believe it or not, he was kind of like an outcast.
I believe it.
And then he decided to do comedy at the La Jolla. You know the story. He met Polly, and then you know the story.
I don't, but we don't need to spend our time talking about Bobby. How often does that happen?
A lot.
Yes.
Let's go back on your trajectory. Okay, yes. So back to Chelsea. You're in Santa Fe.
I'm in Santa Fe. I meet Adam Sandler. I go, I guess I could do this. But I just kind of went, oh, I think this thing I wanted to do is like a tangible thing now. So then I go, I'm getting in all this trouble drinking and driving, crashing my scooter. And I'm
DUIs?
Like,
DUIs?
Never DUIs. I made friends with the cops.
Really?
They would always just follow me home. And so
Okay.
Yeah. White girl privilege. We've got to acknowledge it.
Yeah.
But it was a small town. And so because I had a drinking and driving problem, which is what I thought first, I was like, I can't move to LA because I'll die. So I'll move to New York where I can be an alcoholic and ride the train.
Yeah.
But then I got to New York and I realized that I was going to like stumble into, like, no one was getting as drunk as me. I was like, I'm going to fall in front of the train or something. I'd be like that bitch that stops the train. Everyone fucking hates that person. Like,
everyone rides a train in New York though.
Yeah,
right?
But everyone hates the bitch that falls in front and dies on the train and then all the trains get stopped. Everyone's like, nobody feels bad for you. They're like this stupid piece of shit. Now we're all fucking late. You're trapped in the subway. It's like a nightmare. It's hot.
And so you're just doing your thing there. And then you just.
So I go to New York. I'm still drinking. I'm staying on my friend's couch. And I go to this therapist, my dad's friend, who's a therapist, which is so weird to go to your dad's friend as a therapist. Because if you like want to talk about your dad issues, they're like, who, Scott? And I'm like,
exactly.
Yes, Scott.
Yeah.
But so I go to him, but he was amazing. And he gave me this. It was 2008. So CDs were still a thing. So he gave me this like CD book of this guy named Brian Tracy, and it was called Goals. And so I read this whole fucking Goals, or I listened to this whole Goals book, okay? And you write your goals down in a positive present tense. So, and he's like, don't like hold back. Don't give yourself limiting limits. Yes, limiting beliefs. Yeah. So just like your big, like your heart's desire. So I was like so embarrassed writing these things. I was like, you know, I have, you know, it'd be like, I weigh, and then it'd be like, I have, an apartment for myself, or I have, you know, I was just asking for these things that I thought
those
were big.
Are your goals.
And then I go, I am a comedian. And then I said, I am a comedian on Chelsea Lately. And I was so embarrassed. Like if someone had found that notebook, I would have been humiliated.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe like to even ask to be on Chelsea Lately. And then like, I started doing comedy. And I pretty much, like, I went to Montreal, like, 2 years in.
Oh,
and then I
Montreal just for laughs?
Yeah, I did just for laughs. And then I bombed. Another bombing situation.
You bombed in Montreal?
Oh, I ate
shit. Describe to the viewers and listeners what that entails.
Okay, so
what is Just for Laughs? That's
Just
a
for
huge
Laughs
thing.
Is, they have this thing in, Just for Laughs is a comedy festival in Montreal. It's once a year in the summer. And they have
up and comers.
Yeah, it's called the New Faces of Comedy.
New Faces.
So it's like you're coming out. It's like, to the industry, like these are the people to watch. Yeah. Like these people are going to be stars. So everybody wants it. So everyone in open mic scene, everyone in the New York comedy scene, in the LA, every comedy scene that exists, they're just like, oh my God, my Montreal, I got a Montreal audition. I got to, like, everything's about
That's
getting
a big
Montreal.
Deal.
Freaking out, pressure. So the first year I was in comedy, someone recommended me and I auditioned and I didn't do bad, but I was very new.
Mm-hmm.
And so I talked to the booker and he was like, you're new. We really like you. Like, do these things. I can't remember what he told me to do, but he's like, work more on this and that. So then I just, you know, I was just performing like 5 times a night. I was just really like,
you're working at your craft.
Cause I was doing, had quit drinking and I had done my goals. So now I knew, I was like, this is what I want. So I took all my drinking obsession and I threw it into open mics. Then I go the next year, I come back, I do my audition for Montreal. And they're like, you listened to everything we said. Like, you did all the things. And
passed.
Yeah. And I got invited. But they called me and they were like, we have some news for you. Like, sometimes it's just not people's time to go to Montreal. And I was like, oh, okay. And they're like, but that's not true for you. You know, they did like the fake out.
Man,
like, oh, you
switch.
Fucking assholes.
Yeah, bait and switch.
Yeah. And so, so then I do end up going and I did the unrepped version. So it wasn't They had like another version that was almost like the you know, no, you didn't have any managers or agents or anything. So I did that, and you have to pay your own way. rude. I'm a fucking open micer. I don't have a manager. I don't have any money.
But how the hell did you book without a manager?
It was that was the
okay. You that did was it. The you system. Did it.
So I get there, I go, and then I meet the booker of Chelsea Lately, and I do a Fox showcase when I come back. I go back to L.A., do this Fox showcase. After the showcase, the booker of Chelsea comes up and what is like, I'm going to want to have you on. And I'm like, how the fuck did this happen so fast? This thing that I thought was like completely unobtainable.
It worked.
Totally worked. And then when I think about it, if I could think about my life and I go in my career and I, you know, I could go like be bitter. Which, you know, I've had those moments where I'm like, I should have more. I should have this. If I look back, it's like everything I've ever truly asked for, I've gotten. That's so crazy. If I don't have things, it's because I didn't actually want it.
Yeah.
So now I'm like, money, 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 money. So I'm like, sorry, Steve, I'll be there in a second. Money, 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 money. I'm going to be late. Money, money.
But you're already on that road.
Yeah.
I mean, with the new podcast. What happened with the bomb, though? You said you bombed.
Oh, so I get to Montreal. Okay. This is why things don't even matter. So there's all this pressure on you. Your entire career has been like Montreal, Montreal, Montreal. Then you get it. Everyone's fucking mad at you. They're spreading rumors about you. They hate you. You know, so then you have that pressure. Then you get to Montreal and you're like, I'm in this other fucking country. They're all speaking French. They're all mean.
Yeah.
They're all mad at me. They're frowning. And then they gave us our show and it was like the worst show ever.
How
and everyone
long was your
bombed.
Set?
7 minutes, I think.
So you had 7 minutes material. Yeah.
But everyone fucking bombed except one guy. Joe Mackey killed.
He did good.
Okay. He killed. And it was like
he's
one of those things.
The only guy?
Yes. And God. You almost hate him. Like you love him.
Yeah.
You love him and he's so sweet and you're happy for him, but you're like, you fucking, like all of us could have just chalked it up to a bad show. They didn't get it. They didn't understand our,
but
then
since
he
did good. You have
we
to,
all
you're
knew
to
it
look
was
in the mirror.
Us. Yes. And so I'm like, all this is riding on it. I have like this lawyer coming down, he's like, I have Fox wants to meet you. And I'm like, I just fucking bombed. Back, I'm yelling at Fox.
Yeah.
The booker walks by.
You got defensive?
Dude, I was yelling at everyone, but not like defensive because I was like, I just wanted a minute. I just bombed. Like, I was so trying to be my best, you know? And then I didn't pull it off and I was like, fuck. And then they're all coming up like I killed. They're like, you did great. And I'm like, I didn't do great. Get out of here. Like, I'm like, get away.
Yeah.
And you know, just age, just everyone. I'm just like, get the fuck away from me. And then the booker comes by and he goes, how was the show? And I goes, fucking terrible. And he was like, you should be grateful. And I was like, you should put on a better fucking show. And I just really like, I actually stand by all these things because I do think that they gave us like a shitty venue. It was like,
did
bad.
Mackey get Chelsea?
Mackey didn't get Chelsea.
See, that's so ironic. Like he's the only guy that did well and you got Chelsea.
Yes, but here's the thing. This a lawyer came up to me during the.
There's lawyers up there?
There's lawyers everywhere, dude. This guy's a fucking lawyer. You don't know there's secret lawyers everywhere.
Okay.
All around us.
All right.
But this lawyer comes up to me and he goes, like, how's your Montreal? And I was like, it's, you know, I bombed. It sucks. And I just didn't know you're supposed to lie. I had never been to Hollywood yet, so I didn't know that, like, you're supposed to lie and just pretend everything's great. I'm just like, fully myself, totally like triggered, activated, miserable. And this guy's like, well, don't worry, you got a good look, you'll be fine. And I was so devastated by
that's what he said.
Yes. I was like, what?
Wait, hold up. Say,
he said don't worry, you've got a good look, you'll be fine. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me, motherfucker? Like, I'm trying
that
to be good
help.
Oh, I was pissed, but I had a good look. I got on Chelsea. But I look cute. They
all right,
put me
so
on TV.
Now I'm dying to know, what was your first episode on Chelsea? Were you nervous? Like, how did that work? Like,
I came to LA. I stayed with a friend. I rented a car. I was turning onto the lot. I'd never been on a lot before. I was like,
that's
turning
your first
on a lot.
Lot.
Yes.
Was it at Paramount? Like, where was it at?
It was off Lancashire. It was
the WB
lot one. What was it?
It's probably WB. Was it?
Maybe it's
no.
Right.
That's the one. I think I don't know lots. I don't know. I don't even know what I'm talking
I can't remember.
About.
I'll remember after the show when it doesn't matter. Yeah. But I will remember. But it was lot one. Or stage three. I was going to turn in and I like missed the thing, so then I go and make a U-turn and I'm turning around and I just swerve into an 18-wheeler and I just crash into this truck. Like, I'm not hurt, I mean, I should be killed, but it just was a dent. And so then I pull into the lot and this like fucking big ass truck has to come in, and like, I'm sorry, man. And because he comes up mad to me, right? He's like, he comes, it's like, you fucking kid. And I go, I know, I'm nervous. I'm supposed to be on TV right now. And he was like, oh my God, you're going on TV. And I was like, I'm going on TV for the first time. He's like, all right, well, you're fine. You go in. I can't remember even how it got figured out.
Yeah.
But it was totally, I have insurance or anything. So then.
Is she nice?
I mean, she was nice. And that she was very different every time I met her, which is the scariest thing.
That sounds like Ellen DeGeneres or something. It was just like.
Yeah, where it was like.
Okay. What do you mean, like a different person, like different personalities?
Well, I did this show over a year and a half. I did it like every 3 weeks for like a year and a half. Geez. And sometimes I would go in and she'd be like, hey, girl. And I'd be like, mama, like I couldn't believe this person. I mean, I manifested this person in my life. And then other times she would be like, ugh. And I'm like, oh, and maybe I was taking it personally. Maybe she was in a bad mood.
You saw that correctly? She really went, ugh.
I think so. But maybe I was being annoying. I don't know.
Yeah.
I was so eager and like desperate. Like I remember being like, I can't believe I got this. I can't lose it. And then I would be so, Bobby would panic too. Like it's a panicky situation because you have to like jump in and get your jokes in. And
oh God.
There's a studio audience and there's only a certain amount of time. And you have to memorize your jokes, but you also want to look at them. And you got to look at Chelsea, but you don't want to like look too deep.
Yeah.
Distract her. And it was just like, you know, you want to piss her off. It's her show. She's doing you this huge solid. It's like amazing. I was just this like open micer that did Montreal that bombed. And she like gave me this huge opportunity.
Yeah.
And so you know, but you don't want to kiss her ass too much because she won't respect it. I mean, the whole thing is just like.
So you're going through mind trips.
Oh, my brain is going crazy. And then they only give you like an hour and a half before the show to write all these jokes. So I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ. So they always knew I was getting there an hour early. I would get there an hour early. Because also when you're a girl, they're doing your hair. They're like gluing eyelashes on. You're like, they're like, it's 4 minutes before you go on. Here's a new 5 topics to write jokes about. I'm like, I can't see. Like my eyes are glued shut. The makeup artist is like, closer, don't talk. I'm doing your lips. I'm like, fuck.
So I would
come an hour early and just like sit there and do the things.
Oh my God.
But so.
You got through that?
Yes. And then I didn't get asked back, which was like my worst nightmare was to not be asked back.
Oh, so.
And then eventually like my manager, I eventually got a manager and he goes, Annie, she doesn't want you back anymore. And I was like.
Oh no!
I was like, I'm living out of my car, like living in my friend's house.
You're
living in my car.
You're
sometimes.
Homeless.
Yes, I'm homeless.
You're
living
legit
in LA.
Homeless.
I'm the Hollywood story, baby.
Well,
I lived in my car twice. I do have a joke about it where I'm like, it's really when you move back in your car, you're like, ooh.
So when did you get to move to your own apartment?
I moved into my own place. I got a boyfriend. I moved into his place. I got my own place, got a boyfriend, never moved into my place. Just
was
had
he
like
comedian?
An empty apartment. No, he worked at a comedy club as a sound guy, but he told people he was a comedian all the time. It would drive me crazy.
Okay.
He'd done one open mic. He never did comedy again, but he would tell, like, someone would be like, what do you guys do for a living? You're like, we're comedians. And I'm like, oh, actually, I'm a sound guy.
Oh,
I would be like,
Lord.
No, actually, I work at the
Improv. How long were y'all together?
3 years. How long should it have been? 2 months. But, you know, he took me in when I was homeless. He took care of me.
Are you guys still talking? Like you,
No. He ran. He quit the biz. He got far away from me after that.
Okay. So how did your life change after Chelsea?
After Chelsea, well, I think a very important moment was not getting asked back, having my worst nightmare happen, and then everything being fine,
mm-hmm.
like not dying. And then Chelsea ended up ending her show, and then they gave me a show on E!
You had a show on E!
Yeah, for 4 episodes.
It was only
a 4-episode order.
What
which
was it called? Let's talk.
It was called We Have Issues. It was with I was co-hosting it with Julian McCullough, this comic who used to do Chelsea too. And we had 4 episodes. It was the most stressful experience of my life to have my own
was
show.
Was it reality TV?
No, it was like a talk show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was like they
can
were trying
people
to
still find that and watch it?
I have no clue.
Okay.
Maybe there's some clips on
So
YouTube.
You got work after then. Chelsea,
oh, I never stopped working and I never even realized. I was always like, I don't have that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you just kept getting job.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I keep getting these stupid jobs.
Now, how did you get theatrical? Do you do commercials as well?
Yeah, I actually have been randomly just getting a lot of commercial auditions out of nowhere today.
Really?
Money.
Are you with Aqua?
I'm with CESD.
Okay.
Who I was with in New York. That now in New York, I was in Caroline's opening. Oh, and this is what reminds me of your story of getting fired from your Tempe job. I was opening. It was before I did Montreal. I was like a year and a half in. I get a call from Caroline's. I had done this. Caroline's had March Madness, which was like a.
It's a basketball. Yeah. It's a college tournament.
But they did it for comedy.
Yeah.
And so you would wait in line almost like in the beginning, like the interstitials of Last Comic Standing, you would like wait in line.
Mm-hmm. Like an open mic or like a potluck
wait
or something.
Wait in line forever to get into Caroline's to do 1 minute of stand-up.
Caroline's is in New York.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's in, on in what do you call it?
I don't know why
place.
I know this. I don't
Times Square.
Know. Okay, gotcha.
And so I go to Caroline's, I do my 1 minute, and I get like passed to come and to be in the thing. And then I got pretty far in the competition.
Yeah.
And then they really liked me, so then they offered me up. I get a call, and they're like, from the people at Karen's, they're like, Jim Norton wants you to open for him. Cause Jim, and I was such
the
a big fan.
The legendary Jim Norton yes. from New York.
Yeah, the man himself.
The man himself.
Love him to death. So I was like such a big fan of his. My dad was a fan of his. Like I loved Opie and Anthony.
Yeah.
And so when I got that news, I was in a coffee shop, and I was like leaving to go call my dad, and I like stepped out, and I got a little cocky. I had a little bit of gas, and I got a little cocky. And I shit my pants. Like, I thought it was just, I sharted. Like, I was like, but I was like, I was so excited. Shit my pants immediately. Like, got the call, hung up.
Was it a fart or a poo?
It was both.
Oh.
It was a deceptive yeah, one. Okay. So I shit my pants. So then I called my dad and to tell him the news. It ended up being telling him about the shit first. But he hung up on me. I was like, Dad, I just shit my pants. And he hung up on me. He was like, I'm sick of you and your mother and your shit. And hang up on me. And I have no clue what he's talking about. So I call back. I'm like, why did you hang up on me? And what does this have to do with mom? And he goes, you're fucking with me. I'm like, no, I'm not. I literally have shit in my pants. And he goes, no, your mother just shit her pants too. My mom has shit her pants at the exact same time. Isn't that crazy? This is why I'm like, of course I'm a comedian.
Oh,
everything is.
God.
So then, okay. So
oh,
then
man.
After that, as I'm on my walk of shame home.
Did you squeeze your butt cheeks to
contain
the poo?
Oh, I was wishing and squashing the way home. It was just like, you know when it's just too late? And it wasn't like a turd. It was just a shart. So it was just
a little
squishy.
Juicy. It was wet.
It was juicy.
Yeah.
So I'm walking home, squishing around, and I'm telling my dad, I'm like, I'm opening for Jim Norton. He's like, oh, my God.
Oh, he was proud
yes,
of you.
Yes.
He was so proud.
And then my dad heard, he called me, and he was listening to Marc Maron's podcast like a year or so later, and Jim Norton was on, and they were talking about him. He's like, they just talked about you.
Oh,
I was like, yes.
Oh, wow.
But so then I.
What was that like? Was that a good experience?
Opening for Jim?
Yeah.
No. I go to Caroline's. I'm completely in over my head. I'm so fucking nervous. I'm scared of the audience.
You bombed?
Oh, my God. I ate shit so... I was scared. I was like... I was shaking. You know, like, I just was like...
I'm sorry. I'm laughing.
It's a sold-out room of, like... And I was kind of scared. I was like, they're Opie and Anthony fans. They're fucking rapists. Yeah. You know? They're going to rape me. And so I go out and I bomb. And then... And then Jim comes back after my set and he goes...
In the
great
green
set.
Room?
He goes, great set. He goes, they're going to have you switch to host because you were like so good. And I was like, oh, Jim, you fucking asshole. So I was so
scared. It's
like,
a downgrade.
So nice. It's like, yeah, I was like, oh, just getting like, you know, but I was like, okay, fine. So, but then what I learned from that was do not be afraid of the audience. And I was like, why am I afraid of these rapists? So then I went out. I went out as the host and I remember saying, I saw this group of people and I was like, just don't be afraid of them. Just
crowd work. You did.
Yeah. And I
work.
Go, it was like these group of guys. And I said something like, it was around the time when the lacrosse team had like gotten accused of rape, which
yeah.
turned out to not even, they didn't even rape anyone. But I go, where did you guys meet? Like in lacrosse in college? And it just like kill, you know what I mean? Like,
oh,
I was,
so
like,
you just did that.
Yeah.
And
I was like,
that.
Have you guys ever fucked a woman when she was awake? Like I just went in on it. Like I
yeah.
took the fear and then I realized they loved being shit on. And then Jim started taking me on the road with him and I started going on the road with him all the time.
God.
And I
That's
just
amazing.
Knew to like, shit on them, and then I had to unlearn that behavior because
why
I'm like
is
they're
that?
Not all.
Oh, they're all not all like that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a specific crowd.
But also, I mean, all crowds a little bit like being shit on. But it
right.
was a negative. I was coming out feeling very aggressive towards the audience. That is really these people were all in a thing together, right? Like,
yeah.
I'm here. We're like, I need you to laugh at my jokes. You need me to make you laugh. Like, it's kind of a symbiotic.
Oh, that's amazing.
But I learned that way later.
So you've bombed several times.
Oh,
and that's
a bomb machine. Bomb machine. I'll bomb this week if I want.
So would you say that comes with the territory as far as stand-up comedy? You're gonna whether it's like a landmine, right? It's
yeah.
gonna happen.
Yeah. If you're, but I also feel like I like to really take risks. So. The risk of taking risks is that
that's amazing.
You got to grow. But I haven't had like a bomb where I have to like get off the stage by going like, take care in a while. Like that's been about 5-6 years.
Is that the worst kind of bomb?
Oh, when they're just all looking at you, you just have to go, well, take care. Like when you're like, I got nothing left.
Yeah.
I gave you everything I have and you hated every second of it. And I'm just going to go.
Okay, so what's happening like right now? So you have Bloodbath. Like what else?
Bloodbath. I have
what about a special?
I'm going to get a special soon. I'm going to do a special because before I never wanted to do a special. But in my head, I was going, I'm not getting a special and I'm not. It's not fair. But yeah. Really deep down, I didn't want a special because I didn't believe I deserved a special.
Oh, wow. Really?
But now I'm like, let's give me that special.
It's time.
Yeah.
So how are you guys, as far as the comedy community, how are you doing shows right now?
Well,
are you doing
a lot
Zoom
of, like,
shit?
Outdoor,
or?
I never did the Zoom
okay,
stuff.
Okay, 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 okay. Yeah, yeah.
To me, waste of time.
Okay.
Unless I never got offered the right amount of money. Let's just say that.
I heard everyone's moving to Texas. You're not doing that?
No.
But aren't comedians moving to Texas?
Comedians are moving to Texas. Rogan said on his podcast to Doug Stanhope that I'm moving to Texas. I was like, when did I say that?
So how many people, percentage-wise, from the store are in Texas?
Now, like paid regulars?
Yeah.
I know that Rogan's out there. Tim Dillon moved out there. I don't know if he'll stay. Tim Dillon's a mover and a shaker. I can't imagine him sticking there. But
Duncan?
Duncan moved to New Hampshire.
Okay.
Or something. Maybe it's not New Hampshire.
Tom Segura?
Tom Segura has a house there. I don't know if he's moved there yet.
Joey Diaz?
Joey Diaz is moving there from New Jersey.
He's going to move to Texas.
Yes. And then Theo is in Nashville, but I think maybe he's, I don't know. Maybe he's moving there.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun though.
But you're not moving.
No, but it's a 2-hour flight. I'll be there.
Yeah. Joe. Yeah. He could.
I'm like, Joe, I'll come visit you.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you done the Rogan experience? Mm-hmm. What was that like?
Well, the first time I did 2 times.
Is there like a bunker? Like, what's that like?
Well, it was in like an industrial space when he was in LA. It was like, I think like Woodland Hills area, but it was like this industrial area where it's just like unmarked, weird. Like, also, it's funny. I almost popped my tire on the way into that too. Every time I'm going to a big event, there's a car situation.
Yeah,
but it didn't break. But it did embarrass me in front of a security guard. I was like, oh.
How did your life change after doing Joe Rogan? I mean,
I think that was a big jump on
Instagram.
That was a big one. Yeah, the Instagram was good. But we did a. I thought about this ahead of time because I was like, I don't want one of me sitting in front of a mic, right? I want there to be like I want to do a funny picture for Joe because nobody really like takes advantage of that moment. So I always pixelate my feet because.
Through like Photoshop or just like some kind of.
I just
of,
have
yeah.
an app. It's
yeah, you have
pretty
an app.
Easy.
Yeah, yep.
But I always pixelate my feet as just like a bit that will go on for the rest of my life. Like I will, till I die, pixelate my feet. And so. On Rogan, I did in front of. Remember when everyone would go in front of the flag and they would
be
holding a sword?
Yeah, yeah, with the brick background.
I had a sword and then I put my foot up, barefoot up, and then I pixelated it.
Oh, that's amazing.
So then it got me more because it was like a joke.
Yeah. I've always wondered this. Is his personality the same all the time? Like, is
no,
he always
he's trash? Just kidding. No, Rogan is. I'm always like, why are you not a piece of shit? Like, you should be such a.
He seems
monster.
Like a good guy.
He's the best.
He is for real.
So I swear to God, he's like a fucking angel. It's the most. I mean, maybe to me he is. I don't know what it's like to not be one of his boys.
God,
but
imagine that money he's making.
Oh, it's he used to give me
hundreds
of
millions.
He used to just
dollars.
Hand me hundreds of dollars because I asked him once.
He would just hand you hundreds?
I asked him once. We were in the parking lot at the Comedy Store, and I was like, this was my second time living in my car. I go, I'm living in my car, Joe, and you, that is one of your 15 cars. Like, how we do the same job. Like, how?
Yeah.
I was like, teach me, master.
That's that Spotify.
I was like,
now.
Papa. But that was before, you know, obviously.
But he was
at
making
a million
good money.
He's
yeah.
always been.
Oh, Fear Factor.
Yes, he's always just had. And I go, what? Like, teach me to make money, Papa. And he's like, are you starting a podcast? I was like, I am. And he was like, well, why don't you come on my podcast to
promote
your podcast? And this was when I was doing.
He offered that?
Yes.
Oh, what a good dude.
Bobby did too.
What a good dude.
Yep, good guys.
Good dudes.
But so Bobby actually really helped my confidence a lot when I needed it. Because I was like telling him I was broke and he was like, how are you broke? He's like, Annie, don't worry. He goes, there's no one like you. There's no one else like you. So you're going to be fine. I was like, oh, okay. And I kind of like.
It's a little pep talk, huh?
And it was something I needed to hear because I really don't think. Someone was asking me like, who my peers were, and I don't feel like I have peers.
Yeah. But
not
back.
Like peers. I mean, I have peers, but I don't feel like I'm like, not that thinking you're in competition with people is like healthy anyway, but I don't have people that I'm like, I
gotta beat. Oh, so there's
you
no competition
or
anything.
I feel like very unique. Like, I feel like I'm.
You're part of the community.
Right.
Yeah.
But I'm also just like my own. I don't feel like, yeah, I'm not like
in competition. Yeah, with other comics. No, so Joe just handed you a couple
hundred. So I was like, and he goes, he started laughing at me and he just pulls out this like wad of money and he goes, He goes, here, this means nothing to me. And just started laughing at me. And then we did this bit for a while, which was my favorite bit because I was paying my rent.
$500?
He would give me $300. He would give me $100. He would like come high five me and just give me. And it was like amazing.
So he would just have hundreds in his wallet?
Yes. Don't rob him though, because that's my fault. That's totally okay, my fault.
No, I don't think anyone's going to rob him. That's crazy.
Yeah, but he just, and he would just laugh. And it was so funny. Because if you look at a guy like Joe, right? He's like.
He's
just,
the OG. I mean, all this like, podcast
just
shit.
Just make money. He go, like the, like people that are my, there's like make money.
Is
like,
that a mindset too? Just
yes, just make money. Like what don't.
What
if I
don't
think
you
about,
get?
Is well, that think about the, it. It's like. I could have like I do have merch, which I will be showing you, but
oh,
I don't.
We're gonna, let's plug
I have
that.
One piece
let's
merch.
Plug that. We're gonna plug that.
Okay, I have one piece of merch.
Yeah,
but,
can we,
why do I only have one piece of merch?
Can we display that, please?
It's like I gotta just. There's things I could always be doing that I'm
okay.
not doing.
Oh, look at that beautiful mask. Now, where can one buy one of those masks?
On AnnieLetterman.com. Click the mask on the picture.
Yeah.
This took me years. It does take a month to come to your house, though. Don't complain.
Can people link through your Instagram? Is
yeah, you
link?
Can find it. You can go onto Instagram on my link tree.
I'll put the description on the YouTube as well.
And but they're fun.
How much for a mask?
It's $25 for one, but I did hand draw them, and they're handmade.
Oh, can I take a look at it?
To order.
So these are customized.
Yeah.
How long have you been doing art?
So forever.
Oh, this is cool.
I don't draw that much, though.
That's amazing. So get your mask today.
Yeah. I did have a drawing that went viral, though.
You did?
I made this drawing of, some people know who it is or what it is, but nobody knows I drew it because it got yoinked.
Amazing.
But so I, I drew a picture of me looking into the mirror, and then in the reflection, it was Danny DeVito. And it fucking blew up. The Huffington Post took it and did like an article about it.
Yeah.
And they didn't watermark it and it blew up. It went everywhere. And so every like 3 years, I drew it in like 2013. Every fucking, I remember I was hanging with Benji Aflalo.
Yeah,
okay?
Yes. Yeah.
Benji and I were supposed to be writing jokes.
Yeah.
I'm drawing a picture and he goes, that's never going to do anything for you. Like it's more important to write jokes. And I was like, no, I'm having like, because you draw?
Yeah.
So
I
you
do
know,
from time to time.
But
yeah.
You know how, like, that's how I am too. But you know how you get like a, it's like something's going through you when you're drawing?
Yeah.
When you make a good one.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah.
Like I just was like, had an idea.
I have to look at like a, like I need a reference point and I just kind
of. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
If
and
I
just do
bed,
it with
like
just a, regular black pen. I don't.
Yeah, I use a, sure. Just a pen, mechanical
like maybe
pencil.
Something like this?
Yeah, I don't
yeah,
go too
yeah,
crazy.
Yeah.
But I was. And then so this thing went viral and it goes viral all the time, but I'm going to make that into merch actually.
You should. I have a Danny DeVito story.
Tell me.
So my brother was hosting an award show.
Who is kind of Asian Danny DeVito if we're being real.
Yeah. But anyway, so Quentin Tarantino was there. Mm. I made a fool meeting Ralph Macchio. I was in the green room.
Did you try to fight him?
No, I was sitting in his seat.
Ooh.
And I go, "This is my seat, bro." And I gave him a little attitude.
Yeah.
And my brother's like, "Dude,
he's not getting the joke."
Yeah, that was the last time he invited me. Yeah. And I'm a huge Ralph Macchio
sure.
fan. Even before Cobra Kai.
Yeah.
I love Karate Kid.
Right.
I love The Outsiders.
The OG, yeah.
And so I made a fool out of myself meeting him too. I did a whole
That's
karate stance and I go, "Dude, Karate Kid, bro."
You're like, "I'm Asian, I can do it."
Yeah.
That kind of culturally appropriated from your people, be real.
A little
he
bit, yeah, Cobra Kai, yeah,
he
but anyway,
you,
but I so
apology.
I apologize to Ralph and Danny DeVito. I was drunk as I was shit faced.
I know that's
I was
the worst.
I was just picking up champagne bottles. I was just drinking.
Have
stuff.
You released your guilt of the for that?
I've talked about it more than once. You know,
yeah.
I bring it up and like I'm sober now.
Yeah,
I would never do
like,
that.
Yeah, exactly.
I would be the opposite. I'd be outside and just waiting.
I just think drinking was such a good excuse because, like, I always feel like when people are like, "But drinking's not an excuse," I'm like, "If you drink enough, it is."
Yeah,
and you're blacked out. I'm like, okay.
I was just never good with it.
Yeah,
yeah.
Me neither.
Yeah, time flew here. I mean, you're almost off the hook. I mean, how do you feel thus far? I mean, can we? How about right now?
Let's keep going.
How about right now? I want to plug a lot of your shit.
Okay.
How does one find Bloodbath Podcast?
Bloodbath, you can go on anywhere where you listen to them, you can find it. But YouTube, it's more of a show. It's more of a YouTube show, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Do you film in there by the pool area?
Sometimes, yeah, we do on and off. We mm-hmm, rotate. Sometimes mm-hmm. we go outside. The next mm-hmm. episode will be outside. We're doing a club themed, like a 90s
yeah.
club theme.
I have to bring up Esther again because I've asked
sure.
her in the past to do the podcast and she's always like, said no, and like, she's, how do we get Esther Pavitsky here?
We'll make a mission. Let's manifest it.
So can you give Esther a message?
Esther, you stupid snobby bitch. You don't want to come to his house?
Just say, how about this?
Or, just when
she's,
just
how about this? If she sees you and I tag you.
Am I being used to get Esther?
No.
Wow.
No, no. You know what? Esther doesn't have to get it. Come on.
No, we want Esther.
No, no. We since you worded Esther. It like that. I know she's busy, but is she really that busy?
That's the question I ask every time she rejects the thing I suggest.
Is she really? I mean, because that's understandable. If she's like,
you know
oh,
what
I had
Esther
Netflix,
is? You know what Esther is? She's a busy person, whether there's something to do or not. She has a busy person's. She's plans things out. She's got hard outs. She's got everything's got to start exactly on time.
You know what? It's like self-centered fear on my part because. I look at it like, oh, my podcast isn't cool enough. Or,
no, don't take
or
it personally.
Or is it because it's like, is my shit bro-y?
Dude, I tried to get her to do a fucking
you
podcast
know what I'm
with
saying?
Me for since 2012. Don't.
And she's done that to you?
You got to make things easy for Esther.
What's the easy? Do I have to contact her mom?
That's actually such a funny good idea.
It is?
See if you can get her mom to get her to do it.
I can email her mom.
But I don't know if, I feel like Esther makes her mom do things.
Okay.
More than her mom makes her do things, but that's so funny. If you start contacting her, we should start sending her
we
letters.
We do vlogs.
We should
every week we leave a voicemail on Esther's.
Yes. Should
mom's.
We call her? She won't pick up. She'll be too busy.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, please do it.
I'll FaceTime her with Kalila, and then she'll pick up.
Okay. This is great. Hey, is it still rolling? Okay, this is good stuff. This is good stuff. Thank
He's
you.
Like, it was never rolling the whole time. We got to redo it. I could still redo it. I got other stories.
Okay. This is great. This is great.
Because they'll think it's about work. Fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not working.
Oh, God, because they know you're over here. No, they don't. Oh, God. You know what? Thanks for the attempt, though. I really appreciate that.
This is...
It's okay. She is trying. But let's okay. So we're let's
right, we'll get her on the podcast.
We'll get her in
I'm
the
putting
future.
Putting it in the goals.
Maybe
Brian
five
Tracy
even
goals.
5 years from now.
Write it down. I have Esther.
5 years from now, I'll still accept.
She'll
it.
Be on.
Yeah. Can
Esther's gonna be way too famous for all of us in 5 years, don't you think?
Yeah.
She's got a trajectory.
She's on her way, isn't she? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can we plug your Instagram?
Yes, it's Annie Letterman. AnnieLederman. I think I do great work on there. I try to really have layers to my jokes.
Yeah.
You want to check every post. You want to check for like a tag or a location. Mm-hmm. There's usually a few jokes in each.
And then
we've got the mask. You can have that if you'd like.
I can?
Yes.
Dude, thank you.
That's yours.
Where can one purchase
You can get
your
it on
merch.
AnnieLetterman.com. You can get it on my link tree in the bio on my Instagram. You can follow me on Twitter, but not much has happened in there.
And then your website?
You can go to my Patreon.
Oh, let's plug your
you
Patreon
want.
Again.
Patreon's fun. $20 holler if you want to hang out with me on Zoom.
So Patreon, Instagram, Twitter?
Yeah, okay. Twitter's the cancel land.
All right, gotcha.
Do you know what I mean?
So we got your Instagram.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure we got all the right shit.
I got new merch coming out soon.
When is that dropping?
I don't have a drop date yet, but I'm coming back from... I'm going to see my parents for the first time in...
Years.
It's been a year and a half.
Years.
And I'm a... Mommy, daddy, girl.
Yeah.
I'm way more into my parents than they are into me.
Dude, get your mask today.
Get your mask. I'm going to make my dad wear one.
Was this
oh
a? Do you think we're doing good commercials for this?
I think we're doing great commercials.
Who else has done this? Like, I'm putting an effort for
yes,
like
you
this.
You are. You are.
Like,
well, Rogan retweeted it, but that was.
Oh, okay. Well, I can't.
Nobody
compete.
Can compete.
I can't
with that.
Compete.
Nobody can compete with that.
Well, I'm doing my best.
You're doing your best. Yes,
here.
You're doing
so
your best.
So get your mask today.
Get your mask today. I have more merch coming out. I do a theme of boardwalk humor. Things, they're silly merch.
Mm-hmm. I think, can I recommend mm-hmm. something?
Sure.
I think you should implement more of your artwork.
Yes. Everything will be hand-drawn.
It's more personalized.
Yes.
Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Everything's hand-drawn.
It's more
yeah.
endearing. People are like, oh, she drew that?
Yeah. I was also thinking about doing on my Patreon like a Zoom where people can like watch me draw it too.
Dude, you should totally do that. Do you have your own YouTube?
I do have my own YouTube.
Let's plug that.
YouTube, Annie Letterman. I have my podcast, Me Inspiration, that has been on hiatus, but is coming back when I get back.
When are you going to start doing that
again? I'm going to start doing it. I'm going home, and I'm going to record a bunch of podcasts with my family.
Subscribe to her YouTube channel
today. Subscribe to my YouTube channel today.
How often do you post?
Well, when I'm back on track, which I will be back on track in 2 weeks when I come back, it's once a week.
Okay. Yeah. Did time fly? I mean, this was easy.
Time flew. This was great. It could be the nicotine, but...
Dude, I appreciate you showing up. I really do. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Little Ray might be coming back soon. Oh, I have to do my announcements. Do you mind?
Of course. It'll
be really quick. So go to stevieweebyshow.com today to get merch there if you want a Little Ray, a hoodie or whatnot. Patreon.com/stevieweeby. Instagram.com/QUANGOU. I do have all my music at stevieweebybandcamp.com. Check out my newest music video, O Rodeo Man. Check out my newest album, I Feel Stir Crazy, on my Bandcamp. But most importantly, I started a new podcast with my bro, Jeremiah Watkins, called the Scissor Bros Podcast. We're doing good. We're filming every week. Subscribe to that today.
That's a good name. And so was that a troll when you did Good Friends?
Oh, do you want to open that jar?
No, we don't have to open it.
Well,
A bunch of snakes pop out.
No. I know Santino got upset, but we strategically did it because we had an excuse because of April Fools.
Yes.
We took their images.
It was great.
You saw it?
I didn't watch the thing, but
you
saw
the clip?
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, we did that, and then we actually hit Santino up saying, dude, this is a one-off.
Yeah.
We're changing the name. We're changing all of the art. Don't worry about it. He got upset. So sorry, Andrew. We changed the name. But this is even good promo because people love drama.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes, they do.
Scissor Bros Podcast today. Every Friday, we drop a new episode. Okay? We do have a P.O. box. Send all your packages and fan mail or whatever to 1425 North Cherokee Avenue, P.O. Box 1391, L.A., California. California 90093.
That is actually his address.
No, that's the P.O. box.
Just
but
kidding.
You could.
But if you're a meth addict, go
there. You go. Hey, pound.
Very fun. Thank you for having me.
My buddy Skip is a trip, feeling blue like a crit. Framed for robbing a bank, letting loose from the hip. He really couldn't predict this grip was so full of angst. Him and Henry Woodward Peckers did a song and dance at bit. Today, don't give it away, the peace and the praise, the rays. Shining it down to mightiest crowns, the finest of frowns delayed. Skippy's afraid, he feels betrayed, live this way, can deal with shade. His spade is spade, he made the gray displayed in a charade of pain. I am not a man, I am an animal, a male. I live by maritime, the law of water about to sail. When my mother had me, I slipped out of her canal. What you call a sailing ship is named after a female. Holding proud at your door, venture off like Cousteau. Is there an up or below? Would you get plowed in snow with your nose?